Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.
Ruined It's for Breakfast. Distinctive Homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home. It's Crows co-captain, Tex Walker.
Let's talk about Tex.
Oh, g'day, Tex. Makes a big difference when you win. You've come yes. bounding in this morning. Well done.
Thanks, Dits. Very good win. Yeah. I love playing at the SCG.
Do you?
Love it.
Why is that?
I just love the history of the Oval. And
well, you are a New South Welshman, aren't you?
Yeah, deep but down. I was never a really big Sydney fan, like a place. I never really liked going to Sydney. Too busy.
It's intimidating, Sydney, isn't it?
It is, but now we stay in Hyde Park, and we went down to double pay for brekkie.
Double pay, it is too.
And then we went to Bondi for a swim, and I just love that little coastal area. And then you go to the SCG and play a good game and beat the Swans.
Talk to your uncle.
As a group, I mean.
Yeah, you play well up there, got a great record up there. And the Crows have actually had a great record there for over 20 years, which doesn't make sense in terms of personnel. If you're trying to... I don't know, scientifically or tactically make sense of that. With players changing dits, whether I was playing or Darren Jarman's playing or Tex is playing, that should make a difference how you match up on the opposition.
Yeah.
But the Crows since the 1990s have won up there.
It's amazing.
It is.
I reckon one of the best games I played up there, can you remember, I think it was, 2019? Would have been 4 or 5 years ago when Radar come back and took that mark. Brent Riley.
Yep.
Can you remember that?
Yeah, I can. Yep.
What year was that?
What year
was Sando? I think it was Sando coaching.
14 or 13.
Games up there.
Yeah, good win and good to get the 4 points and good for you to get back into a bit of form, Big Tex, and played well, led from the front.
It would have been nice if I could soccer one off the ground and in the goal screen and get it through the goals, the points, but not to worry.
And you're not the longest kick in the side anymore either. Paul Sedgman's taken that title.
How the bloody hell did that not get in the top three best goals of the week?
That absolutely baffled me. Had to be an accident.
What do you mean?
It should be in there. It was a 70-metre goal. It should have been in there. They must have somehow overlooked it.
I said on Twitter that it was about 75 metres because there was a bit of a wind coming into our face on that side of the ground, so that's an even bigger goal.
Well, you're adding 5 metres because it was into the wind.
Well, the wind speed, you take that into consideration.
Yeah, I know.
Someone asked me the other day, the 50-metre lines on the SCG, are they real? Are they real 50s?
Do you think?
What do you mean?
Are they definitely 50 metres?
Yep.
Yeah.
They are. Yep. Someone asked.
Someone did say that was before we were going to do the Port Carlton game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd have to be. Otherwise, there'd be... You'd be in trouble doing that.
Actually, a little story from the game. Buddy Franklin owes me a carton of Ruskies.
Oh, Ruskies?
I had a long shot from outside 50. He said, the only bloke on this ground that can kick that far is me.
you were lining up?
I was lining up and I missed it. And then he was having a set shot and I said, oh, we'll put a carton of beer on it. Actually, no, I heard you like cruisers. No, I heard you like lemon Ruskies, don't you? and I got him. I could see him smirk a little bit, and he messaged me last night and said, I'll send a carton of lemon Ruskies your way.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, good work.
Now, the criticism the week before was about ball movement. Do you reckon you got it right this week?
Yeah, we're not moving the ball with rapid speed, but we're systematically moving it forward and giving ourselves great opportunities. We're having a lot of inside 50s, so... like all teams, you'd always like to do things better, but we just played the way the game sort of unfolded, so we're really happy with the 4 points.
If you want to learn about ball movement, watch your replay of your women's team on the weekend.
You like that?
Yeah, you can learn from them.
Dits actually watch women's footy for the first time.
Chelsea Randall. She'd make your side.
She's a freak.
Courage. Unbelievable. Oh.
What about that one where she came across and just double fisted?
Amazing. Yeah. Port coach Ken Hinckley, just have a listen to this.
Free kick on the weekend that Scott Lysett had paid against him. I actually thought it was a free kick from the other end of the ground from us that must have been paid. One of our players, perhaps in the forward end, had done something wrong because Scotty didn't really do too much wrong. That's not the game that I'd like to watch. Certainly not the game that the players would like to play, I don't think.
How have those sorts of rules settled down in the first couple of weeks, Tex?
Well, there's still a few that are unknown. You got the Sicily one on the weekend, which I think the rule is you can't have a closed fist or you can't
or
use
an elbow,
forearm.
Yep, forearm. You can't. They're calling it unnecessary contact.
It's just like, it's a big, big mistake that the
penalty
for Hawthorn right in front of goal. I don't know. It is a little bit soft.
I mean, do we include the Mason Cox one in this as well?
You can.
Oh, my God.
It was the same thing, Ditz, but except they're appealing that one now, and they should, and he should get off.
I guess my question to you is, as a captain, and I say co-captain, but you know what I mean, you're a leader, you're a captain in this league, can you actually ring around and say, as a players association or something, we need to talk about this, or is there not much you can do?
No, there's not really much you can do. I just think it's a big waste of Collingwood, the AFL's time, especially for Mason Cox.
Mm.
Honestly, we're playing a contact game.
Yeah.
John O'Brien was very vocal on the couch last night, just saying we've just got to have a better feel for it. Because I think most people are up for, you know, punches and things like that, you know, little, you know, medium punches off the ball getting penalised. But they've just got the feel for the game wrong at the moment.
I'd lose count of that many times where I was watching the ball, running back to my position, trying to cut my angles, and a defender stopped and propped and bumped me,
yeah,
and I've fallen over.
Mm.
Like, it happens all the time. That's exactly what Mason Cox has done to the defender, and he's been reported.
Yep. I think they responded to not doing enough the week before, say when Max Gawn got targeted a lot, and they said, right, we're going to stamp it out, and they went too much the other way this week, didn't they?
But that's part of the game.
I know it is. Hey, don't worry.
That's part of your
I'm with you, mate. Paddy Dangerfield, you had a bit of a crack at him on Channel 7 after the game with BT.
Has he got back? Sloane and I have been trying to get in touch with him about our pub that we're part owners in Adelaide, and we're yet to get a reply. So, Danger, if you're watching, can you reply to Sloane or I? Thanks, mate.
And has he? Did he take it on board or not?
Check my phone. No.
Nothing. Joking.
Has he got back to you?
Might have to get rid of him out of this pub, I think, and just get someone in there that's going to contribute.
Chris Dittmar, would you come into the Amber?
Not in a million years.
Why not?
I'll go into a pub down the port.
They're all shut.
No, they're not.
They are.
The port's thriving. Oh,
it's not thriving, Dits. No.
Come on.
It will be.
We'll sit down and we'll talk about it over golf one day when you finally invite me.
Mm. Hey, Tex, any of the young players pushing to get in? I heard Pahulky went well. Stengel kicked 4. I've also heard Greenwood's going to get a bit fitter.
Yeah, those guys keep pushing their name for selection. And Cam Ellis-Yarman, Riley O'Brien, the boys are in. Well, the difference between last year and this year, we've got healthy guys. They're playing together. They play better footy. And we don't have as many top-ups, which is good for the boys to play. Consistent footy, a bit of continuity.
Source going to play this week for the fans out there listening?
Well, we've got our main session after this.
Is he sore?
He's a little bit sore, the big fella. But okay. We'll see how he goes.
Riley O'Brien played well on the weekend. He could play.
He did. Okay. He could come in and play a role easily. We'll see. We'll see how the big Source goes.
All right. Have you got a gag to leave us with, Tex?
Well, are you going to laugh? Or you've been a bit flat lately.
Please.
Well, they've got to be good. I can't fake laugh.
Did you hear about the car that crashed in the cemetery?
No.
Police said there were bodies everywhere.
That's awful.
Hey, what are you laughing on the inside again this week?
No, I'm laughing on the outside.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Getting Geelong off a 5-day break, that's got to be a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, we're off 6 days, so an extra 24 hours. It'll be good. They're in good form. We're in good form, so it'll be a good clash.
Yeah, great game. Thursday night at the Adelaide Oval. Thanks for coming in, Tex.
See you, Texan.
Good on you, mate. Tex, thanks to Distinctive Homes.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes. Designing and creating your dream home. DistinctiveHomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.